When I moved back to Cage Lake, I hadn't thought much of it. In fact, it wasn't technically moving back, as I had never lived there permanently. I'd only been there during the summers and some other vacation times with the family. I'd lived all over the country after high school because I had enlisted rather than dealing with certain parts of my family. Not my brothers, those I could handle. No, it was the rest of them. Being overseas hadn't been a picnic. I held back a shudder, trying not to go too far down that path. And yet, here I was, in a town that was not my own, but I had nowhere else to go. I didn't want to live in a big city. Didn't want to live in a place where I had to truly start over again. I just wanted to live in the woods and not deal with people. I was never allowed to do that because apparently when you lived in a small town, all you did was deal with people. That was not in the terms of service when I decided to move here. Because, of course, my family owned the damn town. Maybe not the title of each property, but enough of them that they named the frickin' thing after us. There was really no going back to normalcy and anonymity after that. In retrospect, moving to a town that held my last name probably wasn't the best place to hide. But I hadn't been thinking clearly when I had come here. So now I had to deal with people. Daily. Because once my dad died, may he rest somewhat in peace, somebody had to take care of all the properties. And it wasn't like he had been doing a good job of it. So, Aston, James, and Flynn had been doing a decent go of it, with Flynn being the one who dealt with things in the majority once Dad had walked away from the company. Flynn rarely came to Cage Lake with his full-time job at Cage Enterprises in Denver. So when I had decided to move back permanently, they had all been so happy. Not that I was back in the country. Well, maybe. But no, because now somebody could do their dirty work. And that, of course, made it sound like we were part of the mob or something. And I wasn't sure we weren't. I mean, I'd been away for a while, and who knew what some of my brothers got up to, but I was pretty sure we were clean on that front. Dad, however, Dad, I wasn't quite sure about. We owned multiple businesses, residential properties, and land which we knew we would never develop so we could keep the town looking how it needed to. Like it wasn't some overrun piece of land in the Colorado mountains, which these days was hard to find. The number of developers who came after my family, including stomping up to my house, was ridiculous. Once they got to know me, though, nobody came by my house. They knew better than that, and I hadn't even shot at one of them. I was growing. I held back a snort at that. Okay, maybe not growing, but I was too tired to deal with that, and now they knew it. So, while the Cages own many of the businesses in town, our biggest source of income was right on the edge of town, and the source of my annoyance, and possibly my nemesis. I hated the resort, full of uppity rich people who did not care about anybody else. They paid for their overpriced hot toddies, cocoa, bourbon, and rental skis, because while most people brought their own, some people wanted to rent something from the Cages because apparently that meant something to them. If they only knew all of our family secrets. Of course, I didn't even know all of our family secrets, and the media had given most of them away. But when Isabella had met Weston and decided to spend half of her time in Cage Lake, I was thrilled. Yes, because I liked my sister. Not that I would ever tell her that. But also because she, a brilliant forensic accountant, was also going to take on the responsibility of dealing with the business side of the resort. While I didn't go through books or anything, not unless they needed me to, I was the guy that all of the business owners spoke to if they needed something. It was my worst nightmare. I just wanted to do my art in peace and pretend everyone else didn't exist. It was kind of hard to do that when you had 11 siblings. Many of which were starting to find their significant others, so therefore adding more people to my circle. And since Isabella was out of town, doing something with Weston's siblings, I really hadn't paid attention, I had to deal with the resort. I was just not okay with that.